Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm checking the microphones here, see what we sound like. Okay, that's out. It's not too bad. Amen. That's pretty clear. Okay, well, I want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. And today we're still dealing with angels. We're dealing with heaven, actually. We're still dealing with the creation. And we are dealing with heaven now, this part of the creation. And we're dealing with the angels. We're dealing with that they were created from heaven, you know, before the sun and the moon. Not before the lake of fire, but before the sun and the moon. Amen. Okay, thank you. So, with that being said, we're going to get started. I'm going to open up with prayer, and then I'm going to open up, oh my God, with my scripture. Amen. There we go. Why? Amen. I had to get my scriptures back. Apologies. When you're dealing with this digital thing, man, it can go like all kind of ways, right? Well, we're trying to keep it flowing. So anyway, let's get into that. Excuse me. We're going to open up with prayer. So first, let me get my sword up. What's going on with my baby? Here we go. Okay. No, we don't want to start another one. Okay, just waiting on my Bible app to kick in. Yep, there it is. It's powering up. Okay, give me a second. It's coming up. Apologies. This is so me. What? What is this nonsense? Okay, there you go. Okay, now, brothers and sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem, sisters, if you can cover your heads, and brothers, if you can uncover your head as we approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren, and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. So, once again, we are dealing with angels. What do you mean, angels? These are things that, you know, are in the creation. He had them created for a purpose. They got jobs. You know, they got administrations. Some are created for the work. Some are created for protection. Some are created for tutors, to be tutors. And some are created to be warriors. You know, much like the creation we also exist with. You have some men that are created to be warriors, and you got some men that are created to be tutors. It's the same thing. So we're dealing with that body right now because actually the earth hasn't came yet, so man isn't here. So we can't talk about man and his purpose at this time. All we can do is talking about the angels and their purpose. So let's get into that. Amen. So, let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. So we're still dealing with the first day. We haven't even gotten out the first day. The whole point is that we're trying to get to the Passover, which happened to be the 14th day in the creation. That's a long way from where we are right now in the creation. That's a long way. So let's get back to where we are. Genesis chapter 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. So now we got heaven on board. Okay, we dealt with, you know, what we could get out of heaven as far as the kind of place it is. You know, we found out that one thing for sure, man can't exist there. You know, it'd be impossible for us to even have the lifetime to even fly a ship that far. The nearest star in our solar system is 73,000 years away. Are you kidding me? You know, go figure. And by reason of strength, we're given 70 years. Do the math. The other thing is that he created This is a realm. This is a place where man hasn't seen yet. Man desire to go, and we got all these stories, but the story is not consistent with the Word of God as we've read it. which is fine, you know, because the truth hurt. And the truth is always better. The truth will set you free. From what? Lies. You know, but a lot of us like to live in an imagination of our minds, which is fine. That's your truth. Understand that. And nobody trying to deny who you are. The thing is that we're going to read these scriptures and we're going to, you know, determine what God is. So, let's go to, okay, so we're dealing with heaven. So, let's get going to Proverbs chapter 8. Okay, Proverbs chapter 8, and he says, 8 and 1, it says, do not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice. Now, there it is. Now, what is this? This, we're talking about wisdom. And it's speaking as a feminine, you know, at this point. So, we're going to leave it like that. What we're coming in to deal with is right here at verse 20. I'm not mistaken. 20. 8 and 20 says, I lead in a way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment. So this wisdom will lead you onto righteousness to the path that you will even be sitting in judgment. This is what wisdom will do for us. And it says this, and I will lead in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the path of judgment that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways before his works of old. So before there was a heaven, before what we see now, anything now, this was already here. Before there was even a heaven or an angel or sound or anything, that had to be there. Because all these things are written through that, which we know is wisdom, which is laws. Everything is governed by laws, like your voice can't hear. Your voice is not meant to hear, but your ears are. That's a law. And somebody's ears are meant to hear your voice. That's a law. These things had to be written before they were created. So he's telling us right here, I was there in them books that we're talking about right now that's in heaven, that's on fire, no man can't open. He said, he possessed me in the beginning of these ways. So this is what man is going to be judged by, them books that he wrote all this in. And it says this, it says, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the word earth was. See, I was set up from everlasting. Well, where's that at? Even everlasting got a beginning. Where's that? Exactly. And then it goes on and says, from the beginning or ever the earth was, from the beginning or anything or the earth as we know it. So we got to look past what we're looking at now. We got to look past terrain, earth concept. That is to say, air, water, fire, machines, clothes, all that stuff is not here. In fact, the thought of it is only here. The material to make those things haven't even been created yet. So we can't even have this even in the existence of there from everlasting, because everlasting is before the earth or from the beginning. Well, where's the beginning at? Exactly. Anyway, let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, let's continue. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills were I brought forth, and while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there, and he set a compass upon the face of the depth. Stop! What is depth? What is a depth? What is this word? D-E-P-T-H. That he set a compass on it. Because before he put a compass on it, it wasn't one. So he brought, he he brought order to depth. Well, what is depth? All right. Depth. D-E-P. Okay. Give me a minute. So this ain't spelled the average way. We're looking at a whole different word. Okay, here it is, depth. Okay, distance, down or across, base, bottom, declination, the deepest, draft, drop, expanse, extent, intensity, lower, register, lowliness, measurement. He put a compass on measurement. Okay, there you have it. Because depth don't have measurement. So he had to bring a compass to measurement. Imagine that. Imagine bringing a compass to something that's infinite. You got the power to control infinity? It says this, pit, because he said he's going to cast Satan into a pit, which is probably here, infinity. He goes, just throw him into nothing. Let's see. Profound remoteness. Okay, here's the other one. It says depth, brain. Discernment, intellect, intelligence, keenness, penetrating, profound. So he's telling us that he created thought here. All this came there before there was a heaven. Thought was first brought forth. Well, that only makes sense because it would take a conscious to bring thought. Right. Anyway. Let's see. Depth. It says intelligence, keenness, penetrating, sense, sharpness, weightness. Also, dimension. Dimension. Dimension is another thing that's in depth. Depth is, what do you mean? Like, we're in a dimension, we're in a world. That's absent of the spiritual world. You have a spiritual world that exists right now that they can enter in and out, but we can't enter out from in. That's another dimension. That's what you call a dimension. And so depth have dimensions, or dimensions, not dimensions. They have dimensions, you know, different realms, so to say. You know, because there's no depth in a lake of fire. He just put a compass on it. He brought it into control. So he created the lake of fire back then. Oh my God. Anyway, verse 28. When he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea a his decree, the water should not pass his commandment. And when he appointed the foundations of the earth, I was by him as one brought up with him and was daily his delight, rejoicing always before me, before men. Now, this is thing that he was talking about, consciousness. So he created these, all this what we know today, even the knowing how and to receive conversation, he created it. He written it into law that it should exist amongst us. If it's not written in the law, it don't exist. So every fish in the ocean, every microscopic organism, COVID-19 is written in the law that it should exist. And if those things are written in the law to exist, you better know there's an antidote or right and wrong, or good and evil. Amen. So let's look at this a little further. Let's go in Deuteronomy chapter 4:24. Yeah. Deuteronomy 4:24. And it says this. The Lord our God, the Lord thy God, is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. So our God is a consuming fire. So it only makes sense that heaven is on fire, since it is created from him. It only makes sense that the lake of fire is, well, it is what it is because it's also created from him. The angels are created from him, which are ministering spirits of flame of fire. There it is. We are 92.6 degrees Fahrenheit. We also burn and have that eternal flame in us as well. And of course, the earth have the eternal heavens flowing through its system that we call lava. No, that's heaven. That's what the earth is created from, heaven. That's eternal. Can't put it out. There's nothing you can do with it. And it grows skin. When it's all said and done with, it grows skin. Like your angels, they can cover themselves. Gonna get into that. So let's go in Psalms 104, and it says this, 104 and 1, Psalms 104 and 1, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, O my Lord, O Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who cover thyself with light as a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain. This is amazing, man, because we haven't seen this light. We have no idea of what a diamond really looked like until you put it in front of this. We have no idea what a ruby looked like until we put it in front of this. Not a flashlight, not a whatever light we can come up with. We'll never know what those jewels' actual brilliance is until we can compare it to this right here. So this is what your angels look like. This is why people don't understand the tree of knowledge of good and evil got to have those lights on it, because they have lights on them, which is different colors, yellow, white, green, amber, ruby, diamond, sapphire, things like that. So they actually shine like that, but brighter than we can imagine. I don't think we have glasses enough that would allow us to see that brilliance. We would have to have our eyes to interpret fire. And we haven't gotten to that because we can't look at the sun. Verse 3, Psalms 104:3. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, and maketh his clouds his chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers the flaming fire. So they're not flesh and blood. They don't have flesh and blood. People say that's why the angels aren't going to be forgiven, because there's no blood to be shed for them. No. The angels are going to be in the judgment. The only angel that's not in the judgment is Satan. He's going to get cast in the lake of fire with the beast and the false prophets. And then the scripture said that the rest of them is going to be judged. That if they're going to be judged, that means that there's a chance that they'll get through the judgment. Or what's the point of judging them? You might as well just throw them in the lake. Right? Exactly. A flame of fire. What do you mean? Okay, so we found out that God is fire. So what do you mean his ministers, his angels are flame, fire. So he's going to show us how he created them out of fire. Now watch this. Let's go in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 28. And we're going to pick it up at verse 11. And it says this. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord. Why a lamentation? We know this is talking about the devil. Why are we lamenting the devil? Because God will that no man should perish, even our spiritual brethren. It's not like he had this coming. He had a choice to make. And that's what comes with consciousness, or else we'd be fascists. What comes with consciousness is choice. You don't want to be the same. We don't want to look the same, but we don't want a judgment. Well, it got to exist as long as choice exists. That is to say, free will. So it has to be a lake of fire, because there is a judgment between free will. Exactly. Anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. It says this, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, and seal up the sun, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Why not? Because everything he created was good. And this is the first day, right? And he said, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. So we know he's not talking about the literal physical king of Tyrus, because he's not there. It says this, every precious stone was thy covering, and the sardis, and the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and a sapphire, and an emerald, and a carbuncle, and a gold, and a workmanship of thy tabrets, and the pipes, and was prepared in the day that thou was created. So, he was created from all of this stuff. Right? So, he's created from all of this. Where did he get it from? Right? So, it goes here. Art the anointed cherub that covers. So he created a cherub. This is a cherub he created. You are this. This is how I, in the day that I created you, these things were in you. These things were in you. Though thou art an anointed cherub that have I set thee so, thou was upon a holy mountain of God. Thou walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. So he was created from fire that have these minerals in it, such as diamond and beryl and onyx and jasper and sapphire and emerald and carbuncle and gold. So God made him from that out of fire. That's why he said it ministers spirits of flame and fire. They don't have skeletons like you and I. They can shapeshift. They can be an eagle or a lion or an ox or themselves. They can shapeshift. They can turn into a man. You can't do that if you got a skeleton. You know, you know, contortionist, I guess, maybe that's as far as you can go. But you can't shapeshift. You can't turn into something else. Not with a skeleton. But anyway, he said this. He says, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. Thou hast set thee so thou hast walked up and down in the mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. So this tells me that heaven is on fire. So he created him from fire, from this stuff, right? So where is this stuff located? Revelations chapter 20. Revelations 21 and verse 18. This is the foundation of New Jerusalem. So, you know, that's made out of heaven, too. That ain't made from the earth. Anyway, we ain't getting off into that right now, because that's a whole nother conversation talking about the city and all that, because that's in heaven. We got to read about that. It got gates. It got all that stuff. Anyway, the angels exist there. So this is this. He's talking about he's going to bring that place here. So now he's going to tell us what he's going to actually uplift it out of the earth, out of heaven, right? And you're going to see the foundation of what heaven really looked like. And it says this. And the foundation of the walls were garnished with all manner of precious stones. And the foundation was jasper. The second was sapphire. The third was chalcedony. The fourth was emerald. The fifth was sardonyx. The sixth was sardius. The seventh, chrysolith. The eighth, beryl. The ninth, topaz. The tenth, chrysophilis. The 11th, jacinth. And the 12th, they go jacinth. That's where the lake of fire is right there. He said, that's in that. Okay, enemy. And amethyst, right? This is that. Okay, so this is the foundations of what the angels is created from that's on fire. We haven't seen these stones without the light of God on it. We have no idea of how really beautiful these jewels can really be with his presence coming through it. That's when we'll see what those stones really look like. When you see the light of him coming through those stones. Not the sun, his. Then we see the pureness of everything that we just, anyway, the angels is created in this manner because they're created out of this, right? So he said he created them from heaven, which is on fire, right? So here it comes. He's going to show Ezekiel the same thing. Listen at the speech. Now he said, now you got jewels on you. You got all these different things. I'm creating you for the foundation of heaven, which we just got to read in Revelation chapter 20, 21. So it says this. Ezekiel chapter 1. And I'm going to pick it up at 1. And it says this. Now, it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the, this is up under Nebuchadnezzar, 586 B.C. He was still in the land, and Daniel was in Babylon amongst Judah. He's among the dispersed among Israel. Anyway, so he said this. And Daniel was reading his books, and Jeremiah was around at this time too. So they all kicking spiritual bowls, right? Anyway, so it says this. The heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. In the fifth day of the month, which is the fifth year of the king of Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came especially unto Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river of Shabar. And the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, here it comes. Now, this would naturally be a tornado. Okay, we got that. Wipe that off. Get rid of that. Because remember now, he used this same thing to get around in heaven. Right? So you ain't go see this like this in heaven. You're going to see it like he's telling you. So he's telling you he created it like this. And I looked, and a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud of fire enfolding itself, and the brightness was round about it. In the midst of was a color of amber, and out of the midst of fire, see? He's telling us he created this thing from heaven like this, like he created us from the earth. He's telling us, this is how I got this creature out of this, out of heaven. Listen at this. It says, and out of the mist thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and their appearance, they had the likeness of a man. So he's telling you, when he brought them out the fire, they had this look. They had this appearance, so to say. And everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. And their wings were straight. So all this stuff you've been seeing about angels on in your networks and your television and your media and stuff like that has been a big lie. Just call it what it is. It's a lie. just a 100% lie. Can't sugarcoat it. They've been lying to us about a lot of things, and definitely about the word of God through the media. They turned it into some kind of joke. Well, it is. Their media concerning God is a joke. I must agree. So I'm not going to be upset with that. Right. Then that means I would be in agreement with them. So he's telling us that he reached and got them out of the heaven, out of heaven fire. And he said, out of the fire came a living creatures, and their appearance was the likeness of a man. They had four living creatures in their appearance, and they had the appearance of the likeness of a... He said, wait a minute. He pulled them out the earth, and they looked like... out of heaven, they look like that. Ezekiel saw that. And it says this, and everyone had four faces, everyone had four wings, and their wings were, and their feet were straight feet, and their feet were like the soles of a calf feet, as they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. So let me get this straight. The angels is black too. It's because burnt brass is brown when you get that. So, I mean, that's a wrap. And then you said they had calf feet, right? So this, I guess, where you get that centurion, whatever that is, that the bull they got in Greek legend and mythology from, they look at them as gods, which they probably have been told that they are, but we're looking at it right here in the Word of God, and it's called angels. And they got various titles for that bull, this creature. And it do appears with the at the image of as a black man in more cases than not. So you got this, and it said it sparkled, and it had hands, and it said, and they, because they were all individuals. Now you got to remember that they're individuals. Say, and they had hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces in their wings. What? And their wings. And their wings were joined one to another, and they turned out when they went, and they went straight forward. We're going to figure out why. It's like, it's a no-brainer. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, one, the face of an ox, two, the face, and on the right side, they four had the face of an... Let me read this again. As the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side, and they four also had the face of an eagle. So, why would you turn your head? You know, what's the point of you turning your head? You got four faces. You turn your head because your eyes is only fixed in one direction. But if you got four faces, you don't even need that rotation. And they all individuals, right? So each one is a cherub. One of them is could have been in Satan's place at this time or replaced them. Who knows? So this is what Satan is looking like. He said when he reached in the fire, he pulled this thing out. Okay? And they were, the face and their wings were stretched out upwards, so they, you know, they were just huge. And their wings under were joined together, and the two were covered their bodies. So I'm looking at six wings. Thus were their faces, their wings were stretched forth upward, two wings, every one joined to another, and two covered their body. Okay, that's four. And it says, and they went every one straightward, right? It only makes sense. If I decided I want to go north, well, everybody's already facing north because they got a face facing north. It's just that particular face that's going north will be an eagle, a lion, an ox and a man. And then the next one is go to the other way. It'd be a man, an ox, an eagle, and then a lion. You know, it'll never be the same look. It's crazy. I mean, but they don't have to turn north, south, east, or west. When we was in the wilderness in Numbers, he had the priests surrounding him. Then he had each tribe by threes, north, south, east, or west. So no, the tribe never had to turn the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant said we're going north. The entire 12 tribes would just face north and go that direction. And we would line up that way. Same principle right here. That's exactly how we move. Like the angels, he had us moving like them, like he moved. So, man, to get at the Ark of the Covenant, you would have had to come through three families, three nations, three kingdoms on each side. That's how it was supposed to be. But, you know, we, you know, Israel, you know how we are, you know, before God. Anyway, so we got that. So now we got the angels. They got these six wings. And here it is. It says, as the likeness of living creatures, they have the appearance of burning coals of fire and the appearance of lamps. And it went up and down amongst the living creature. And the fire was bright. Out of the fire went forth lightning. So this explains why people get this misinterpretation of spaceships in the clouds. Because they are seeing lightning. And they are seeing lights going up and down. But they ain't seeing with Ezekiel. The Lord ain't allowing them to see all of this. That's, you know, right. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. So they had the speed of light. You see? They got the speed of light. They can come and go at a blink as a flash of light. So there isn't a war. It's a slaughter. It's like before you even put your weapon up in the air, they already got you. And they come in on foes. And he said they got a sword turning on every which way. It's not going to be a good look. That nigga dude is going to be a lawnmower over grass. That's how them angels are going to be flowing. Them swords turning every which way. And they ain't going to have to turn. They just going to go to the left, right. Ain't nothing we got to stop them. We don't have nothing that can stop them. And they moving with the speed of light. Imagine the war in heaven with Satan and Michael and them. And the speed was at the speed of light. We wouldn't be able to catch it. We couldn't even catch it with slow motion. Because we can't slow down light. We don't have a camera that can slow down light. So we wouldn't be able to catch them. You know, what people be talking about, the phenom and stuff like that. Our instruments don't have that capacity unless they allow us to. But we just can't look into a dimension, or as they call it, paranormal, with lenses thinking we're going to see something. He will show it to your naked eye before you put it on a paranormal lens. If you really want to know. See, one is because that's sensationalism, and he ain't about that. But if you really want to know what his creatures look like, he'll reveal them to you. So it says this, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of as a flash of lightning. Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel was upon the earth by the living creatures was his four faces. So they got one wheel. I guess either in front of them or even back of them. And it said, and their appearance and the work was as were the wheel in the middle of a wheel. I don't know what this thing was, but it had to be a time machine. Some type of thing that can go from one dimension to the next with what would you call that? Quantum. You know, they got the power of quantum. They can go through time. You know, that's crazy. Because they're moving at the speed of light, so they can travel with the speed of light, so that's not an issue. Can they move through time? Yes, because they can step out of their dimension into ours. Our flesh cannot take us from this dimension to theirs, because we couldn't exist. We couldn't exist. Our bodies would deteriorate. That's where they minister spirits of flame of fire. Now, but for them to come here is more feasible and more reasonable. So maybe that will has something to do with them able to do it. I don't know, but that's a good look. Anyway, when they went upon their foresights, and they turned not when they went. And as for their went, their rings, they were so high and dreadful, their rings were full of eyes about the four and living. Now, this is something, too, we got to look at. We out here on wickedness, and these angels are our accusers, right? So they take what they saw with all of this before God and say, this is what we saw. And now we're going to say, no, he didn't. What? We're gonna perform evil so that they can accuse us with all these looks. For real. That's what we do. We're gonna tempt God. We're gonna put our eyes out and pretend like his is out. Really? Here it is. Okay. It says, and as for the rings, they were so high and they were dreadful, and the rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. So Ezekiel was seeing how God created an angel and their functions, and how they motor skills move, right? He getting to look at the whole deal. And he said, whether the spirit was to go, they went, and whether their spirit was to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, and the spirit of the living creature was in the wheel. That's their life, right? When those went, these went, and when those stood still, these stood. When those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were up over against them, and the spirit of the living creature was in the wheel. And the likeness of the firmament of the hands of the living creature was the color of terrible crystals, stretched forth over their heads above. That's your God. Now, he's on top of them. These are cherubim. This is how he go from point A to point B. But seraphims are the ones that hang in heaven. So this is basically the ride. And the seraphims is just big time servants around the throne. So here it is. It says, under the firmament were the wings straight and one toward the other. Everyone had two which covered on this side and had two which covered on that side and their bodies, and they went. And they heard the noise of the wings were like the noise of waters, and the voice of Almighty, and the voice of speech, and the noise of the host when they stood still and let down their wings. So that only makes sense, because why wouldn't their wings make noise like water when their wings are moving faster than light? That will only make water noisy. That'll make oxygen noisy, like a jet. You know, like a jet landing or something, you know. A F-16, F-35, yeah, 35. One of them giving you a flyover. That's like this here. And there was a voice from the front, they go, God, over against their head, and when they stood, they had let down their wings. God showed Ezekiel everything about him, showed them their motor skills. He showed this man everything, how they operate, how he brought them forth, their intricates, their motor skills, how they look, how they operated. He showed them everything. And then he said, he right on top of them. This is where the mercy seat is. That's why we had Moses create the angels. He made sure that their wings were touching because that represented this. Anyway, it says, and there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood. It had let down their wings, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne. And the appearance of sapphire stone and the appearance of the throne was the likeness of appearance of a man above it. And I saw the color of amber, right? And an appearance of fire routed within it. Look, we haven't seen the color amber until we've seen the God of Israel shine through it. See that? Appearance of fire round about within it. Yeah. It says, and from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loin even downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about. So, this is a cherubim, right? Okay, so let's look at the seraphims. Let's go to Revelations. Now, remember now, he said, now the cherubim had pipes, okay? Let's keep that in mind. Because when he created them, he said, thou art the anointed cherub, and I made thee so. He said he created them with all his beautiful jewels and gold and pipes. What are the pipes? Right here. Excuse me. Revelations 4 and 1. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, it was word of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. So that's why he said pipes. You know, that's why he said he sound like a pipe. He sound like a trumpet. You know, that was his sound. You know, Ronald Isley pretty much sound the way he sing. He got the same, no matter how he talk, he sound like that. Michael Jackson sound the way he sing. It's just, that's the way it is. And these angels sound the way they sing, like a trumpet. You see? And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. Okay, now we see it's in heaven. And one sat on it. Well, we see one because that's a whole other conversation. And he that sat was to look upon as jasper and sardis stone, and there was a rainbow about the throne and like unto emerald. Now, this is a brand new light bulb thing. This is a brand new light show altogether. This one here is emerald. All right, remember the Wiz, Emerald City? Well, even with Emerald City, they still didn't have this color. It's impossible for us to conceive this color in its brilliance. Not until he come back and he give us eyes of fire, then we'll be able to see it. And we'll see it in its beauty. And round about the throne were 20 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white linen, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Out of the throne proceed lightnings and thunderings of voices, and the throne got voices. And it says, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Didn't need a lot. Just that. And And it says, verse 6, forgive me. And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. So out of that fire he created glass. That makes sense. That makes plenty sense. You know, you glass out of fire, a lot of sense. Yeah. The streets is glass. You know, where you can see the abyss, you can see the depths, you can't see no end of there's no fear of height. Where are we at? Verse 6. And the throne was as the throne there was as a sea of glass unto crystal. In the midst of the throne, round about the throne, were four beasts full of eyes and behind. And the beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, the third beast was the face of a man, the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts, each of them had six wings. Okay, I was right. It was six. About them, and they were full of eyes within, and they went, they rest night and day, saying, holy, 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 Lord God, our Almighty, which was and is and is to come. So that's your cherubims, your seraphims. They surround the heavens. They look like him, the cherubims, but they got a different color. You see, they got a different zenith for brilliance about them, you know. So they the ones around heaven or the throne of heaven. Isaiah saw it, right? Isaiah chapter 6, he saw it. Isaiah 6:1, he said, in the year of King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each had six wings and twine. He covered his face, and twine he covered his feet, and twine he did fly. So there it is. So Isaiah didn't get to see what they looked like. Ezekiel did. But you can see here, he said what they were seraphims. So those are the ones, he said, that are in heaven. The ones that he actually ride on are the cherubims. And then he showed us how he created them out of fire. And they were created out like a whirlwind. Like us, we were created out of water. They were created out of fire. That's crazy. Anyway. So we got them in. Now, why are they here? Now, watch this. We're not dealing with this yet. It's going to come up. It's going to come up, the war in heaven, but we're not dealing with that. But what's their purpose, right? What's the purpose of angels? Okay, the purpose of them is in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews 1:14, he says, and not they are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are heirs to salvation? So they got jobs to do. They're tutors. Now they can teach you righteousness and wickedness. They still gonna do their job because that's their call. You know, that's what they're gonna do. So you do have wickedness in the world that the angels taught man. Same thing with man teaching men wickedness, right? This is what this is called information, it's called trafficking, things like that. So they minister spirits. So that's what they do. They minister spirits. So when you look up the word minister, then they tell you, it starts putting you in on a little bit more of what it is that they were created for. So you can't, you know, you want to inherit all things, but we don't want to take the time out to look at what it is that he's given us to research. Minister. Help. So there's correct to help, serve, accommodate, administer, aid, answer, attend, be solicitous of, cater to, cure, doctor, do for, foster, heal, nurse, pander, remedy, secure, take care of, tend, treat, wait on, and watch over. That's what they're created for. That's what they're created to do. Really. This is their job, and we're afraid of them, so we can't let them do their job because we fear them instead of God. But this is their job. Let's go into Luke chapter 10. Luke 10 and 17. And it says this. And the 70 returned. This is Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now, what did he just say? The devils are subject unto us. Let's look at that. Because remember that we just got through looking at the word minister. So let's look at what he mean by the devils are subject. Okay, subject. Okay, subject. At one's mercy. So the devils are at our mercy? Devils are at our mercy. And remember now, they created ministering spirits of ministering spirits on the onto those that are the heir of salvation. So they're created to help you and to aid you and also heal you. Because an angel can touch you and jack you up. So they can heal you too. They got the power of healing. And it says this. It says answerable, accountable, apt, at one's feet, bound by, captive, collateral. So he's telling us, he said the devils are bound by us. Right? It says this. Dependent, directed, disposed, enslaved, exposed, governed. In danger of inferior, obedient. So they gotta be obedient because that's the law. So regardless, they can't be disobedient because they gotta be obedient because of the law. That's why they said, Lord, even the devils are subjected on us because they have to keep the law. If you're keeping the law, they bound by the law. Obedient, open, prone, provisional, ruled, secondary, satellite, sensitive, servile, slavish, subrogated, submissive, subordinate, subservient, subtract, susceptible, tributary, vulnerable. So the devils are, you know, when you look at these movies, man, you would have thought that that's the exact opposite. You know, you would think that that was opposite, that we are vulnerable to them and that we were inferior. But if you look in at what God is telling us through the scriptures, it's the exact opposite. So it says this back at the 17, it says, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subjected unto us through thy name. And he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Stop. That's a past tense. He's telling us it already happened. Don't wait for it. You wait for it, it's like you're waiting on a bus that already turned the corner. It already happened. Some of us said, man, that war took place in 1914, I know, you know, growing up as a Jehovah's Witness, man, I know we taught that madness. But God told us and he showed us when that war actually took place, because that old serpent was cast out, which is the devil. So when was he the serpent? in the garden. So the war took place before then. He wasn't cursed to the earth until he messed with Adam and Eve. But the war was already determined. That was their mercy. That's the mercy now that they received, that they're going to be judged. And hopefully they're not doing anything to get cut off. Everybody naturally think all the angels that fell from heaven is going to the lake. That is not true. They are not. We're going to really get into this in-depth studies of the angel world. You have to understand that that's a dimension unto itself. That's a world unto itself. It's governed by laws that they have to be obedient to. Not us. We're not bound by the same laws that they're bound by, or else we'll be having wheels on us. You know, or we'll be zooming through time in flesh, you know, which is just impossible. You know, we're turning to particles, you know, trying to do what they do. Amen. So he said this. He said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread over serpents." No, he said, verse 18. And he said unto him, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And behold," he said, "behold, I'll give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." That's the deal, man. That our names is in that book, man. It's on fire. It's all to it. It's all that matter. Nothing else matter in this planet, man, other than our names stay in that book. We could do everything we possibly can to get out of it. And when it's out, it's out. You might as well just go ahead back into whatever you're doing. Don't be trying to drag the righteous, which just do what you do. Just go to hell. If you're going to go to hell, just go by yourself. Don't, you know, people just, they know that they cut off, so they want to drag as many people to hell with them. But if you determine to die, then just die. Performing wickedness and teaching them wickedness. Anyway, it says, "Now I gave you power have power over them," right? Okay. So we see now they are created as minister spirits and they're subject to mankind, right? So they're subject to mankind. That brings us to this, all right? So now, if they subject to mankind, then let's look at this a little further. Let's go into because I went through that part. I don't want to go back over that. Right. No. Oh, wow. Okay. So we're almost done. Okay, so let's read this. Genesis 3. And 24, Genesis 3 and 24. You know, we get all these songs about angels and stuff like that, but I don't hear everybody singing about this. 3 and 24, "So he drove out the man and placed at the east of the garden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." See that? They got swords. Not only they got all that beautiful thing about them, they got swords to make sure they ply on the flesh. You mean to tell me that they was created with that from the beginning? I guess so. Makes sense. It's a choice. What you do with it. So, yes, there it is. So, you got them. They got these swords turning every kind of way. These are the ones that are sent forth to help us get through what. We got to chill here. I'm going to chill right here because I want to get into more of this. Okay, look, we got them all described. Okay, now we finna get into the action. So I'm going to leave this right here, and I want to pick this up next week here. All right? So, look, this is the thing. They got different parts of the body that we all dealing with, that we all have to work in. They got different parts of the body too, so that they have to operate in, and that's cool. Okay. Let me see. Where is it? Oh, there it is. I got the studio. Sorry if I didn't, I just been looking at my scriptures. But, just say, hey, look, next week we're going to get back into this, man. We're going to start dealing with they works, good and evil, right? So they can possess. They can kill. They don't bear the sword for nothing. They can kill. Amen? So we're going to get into that. So, with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time, and we hope we edify someone. As we say here, you know, come and see ministry, man. To sound living waters, read your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.